वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण Let us begin the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We completed the first 17 chapters and now in the last, we are in the last and 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In the various chapters of Bhagavad Gita up till now, Krishna described various systems of yoga and he also described the supremacy of Bhakti Yoga. He emphasized on it a lot. And in this last chapter, Krishna gives a summary of Bhagavad Gita or a overview of what he has already described. And one of the first teachings of Bhagavad Gita in the initial chapters, first six chapters is, doing your prescribed duty as an offering to the Supreme in a mood of renunciation, with a spirit of renunciation. So it's not about renouncing the work itself, it is more about maintaining the spirit of renunciation while doing work. It's not renunciation of work, it is renunciation in work. Not renunciation of action, it is renunciation in action. It's not sannyasa of karma, it is sannyasa in karma. Fine. So Krishna will revive those teachings and And Arjuna asks various questions and Krishna also gives some more elements that are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Krishna describes work in three modes, worker in three modes, knowledge in three modes. In the previous chapters, Krishna described food in three modes, austerity in three modes, sacrifice in three modes. So like that, Krishna also describes that three modes thing in this chapter also. A significant portion of this chapter is dedicated for that. And finally, Krishna establishes the supremacy of Bhakti Yoga in this chapter also. He kind of reviews what he has already spoken and finally establishes that Bhakti unto Krishna is the ultimate spiritual principle that every human being is supposed to follow. He concludes the Gita with Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. So becoming a devotee of Krishna, taking full shelter of Krishna, surrendering unto Krishna is the ultimate principle of Bhakti Yoga. Okay. Now let us begin the chapter. First shloka. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Sanyasasya mahabaho.
Sanyasasya mahabaho.
Tatvam icchami veditum.
Tatvam icchami veditum.
Tyagasya cha hrishikesha.
Tyagasya cha hrishikesha.
Prathakkeshi nishodhanam.
Prathakkeshi nishodhanam.
Sanyasasya mahabaho. Oh mahabaho. Here Arjuna is inquiring from Krishna. Okay. Basically the gist of his inquiry is about sannyasa and tyaga. Sannyasa is renounced order of life. Sannyasa can be spirit of sannyasa also, but generally the word sannyasa is used to indicate the renounced order of life. And tyaga is the spirit of renunciation itself. Tyaga means giving up something. Sannyasa is the order. So Krishna, Arjuna asks, oh Krishna, oh Keshi Nishudhana, Krishna killed Keshi. That's why Krishna is sometimes called Keshi Nishudhana. And Krishna is also the master of senses. So he is called Hrishikesha. Krishna is also called Mahabaho here because he is mighty armed lord. So Arjuna addresses Krishna in these three names and asks him, I wish to understand the purpose of renunciation and renounced order of life. I want to know these two terms, Tyaga and Sannyasa, very clearly. Okay. So, although Arjuna has heard everything till now, by this time he has full understanding of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga and various modes and Prakriti, Kala, Karma, everything he has heard. But still, he is having some small doubts in the mind. So, doubts are compared to demons. So better clear the doubts. Arjuna addresses Krishna as Keshi Nishudana because Krishna is the killer of Keshi demon. Why in this specific context Krishna is being addressed as Keshi Nishudana? Because Krishna has to kill the demon of Arjuna's doubt. Doubts are like demons. So that those demons have to be killed. So Arjuna wanted to know if the two words sannyasa and tyaga that Krishna spoke earlier have similar or different meanings. Now Krishna will answer. This is the second sloka. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Karmanam Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam.
Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam.
Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu.
Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu.
Sarva Karma Falatyagam.
Sarva Karma Falatyagam.
Prahustyagam Vichakshanaha.
Prahustyagam Vichakshanaha.
This is also considered one of the important slokas. Because this sloka, second sloka of 18th chapter, defines what is sannyasa and what is tyaga. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sannyasaha kavayo viduhu. So karmas are of multiple types. Karma is basically an activity, work. Fine. So those activities are of two types. So many types. But in this context, Acharya has described two types of activities. Because these activities that we do can be categorized from different perspectives. Here from one perspective, the activities can be categorized into two ways. What is that? One is Nitya Karmas, second is Kamya Karmas. Nitya Karmas means, Nitya means regular, that you do every day. Nitya Karma is daily obligatory duties as prescribed in the scriptures. Because scriptures prescribe certain obligatory duties, so they are called Nitya Karmas. Just like Brahmanas do Sandhyavandan every day, three times, that is a Nitya Karma. The second type of activities are Kamya Karmas. Kamya means you perform those karmas out of desire. You are not obliged to do it. They are not prescribed for you. But still out of your interest, because of your particular personal desire, you may do it. For example, you want to attain heaven. Not every human being need to attain heaven. That's your personal interest. So to fulfill that personal interest of Kamya Karma, you may perform some specific sacrifice so that you can go to heaven. But every human being need not perform that same activity. Every human being need not aspire for heaven. So for example, you are born as a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. As a Kshatriya, you are supposed to rule, administer, management, and then some people come with certain problems or issues. You are supposed to address them. That's your regular duty. It's not there in, it is enjoined as your responsibility and you are doing it. So that is your Nitya Karma. But as a king, you may desire to go to heaven. Or you may desire to conquer so and so kingdom. Okay, specifically. So that's your specific desire. Okay. King generally conquers different places. So it's a part of his expansion of kingdom. But you are specifically targeting one person out of your own interest. That's a Kamya Karma. Fine. So, getting a good son. So, whoever comes will come. So, a child is born according to the mentality of the parents. But the parents will specifically perform certain austerities or sacrifices or some vratas or pujas or danas, etc., etc., so that they can get a particular type of son. They could get a daughter also. Why only son? Fine. So that is a Kamya Karma. So you have a specific desire and to fulfill that desire, you take up some activities. They are called Kamya Karmas. And you have your routine activities that you are meant to do because you are in that role. They are called Nitya Karmas. Fine. So you understood the difference between two karmas. Now coming back to the sloka. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sanyasam kavayo viduhu. Now, the word sannyasa is clearly understood. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam. If you give up kamya karmas and stick to only nitya karmas, you are a sannyasi. Okay, sannyasa, a renounced order of life, is giving up kamya karmas are activities based on material desires. Okay, so in sannyasa one gives up kamya karmas, but one performs nitya karmas. For example, a sannyasi is there, he has given up all the specific desires that he has, material desires, but he may do sanjaya vandana also. He may do few regular things. He may take a daily bath every day. Okay, he will clean himself. He may eat also some food. Okay, there are certain regular duties that every human being is supposed to do. Every Brahmana is supposed to do. Okay, every Kshatriya may be doing. All Kshatriyas are having some common duties. Some Kshatriyas have some specific desires. Okay, so giving up kamya karmas is sannyasa. And while giving up kamya karmas, you may continue to do your nitya karmas also. Then sarva karma falatyagam prahustyagam vichakshanaha. Sarva karma falatyagam means to give up the results of all your activities is called tyaga. Vichakshanaha means wise people say like this. Okay. Now, tyaga means one performs nitya karmas anyway. One will perform kamya karmas also. But whatever results are coming out of those kamya karmas, they give up. Sarva karma falatyagam. When you say sarva karma falatyagam, in that word karma, kamya karmas are also there, nitya karmas are also there. You give up both. Okay. You give up the results of both your kamya karmas and nitya karmas, and that is called tyaga. But activities leading to advanced spiritual knowledge, purification and liberation are not to be given up. There are certain activities, karmas, that lead to advancement in spiritual knowledge. One should not give up those karmas. Fine? So, even a sannyasi also may have to take up certain activities, which may not be part of nitya karmas, but they are karmas that are elevating your consciousness. Okay? So and so person came to enlighten you on some scriptures. A sannyasi may also go and then sit in that class. It's not a part of his regular duties. It's not a nitya karma. It's an occasional karma. But still, he will do it because that is specifically uplifting his spiritual consciousness. So that should not be given up. Activities that are meant for one's liberation should not be given up. Certain activities will give us liberation, purification and knowledge. Those activities we can take up. That doesn't put you out of the realm of either tyaga or sannyasa. So, to summarize, sannyasa means giving up kamya karmas, means giving up material desires. And tyaga means giving up the results of all your activities. Both could mean the same also, sometimes. Let us see. Let's go ahead. Third shloka. Tyajyam doshavad ityeke.
Tyajyam doshavad ityeke.
Karma prahurmanishinah.
Karma prahurmanishinah.
Yajnadana tapah karma.
Yajnadana tapah karma.
Natyajyam iti chapare.
Natyajyam iti chapare.
Tyajyam doshavad ityeke. Okay. Karma prahur manishinaha. Now, there are multiple opinions about tyaga. We define tyaga and sannyasa in the second shloka. Krishna defined, not we did not define. So, there are two opinions about tyaga. One is, give up all fruitive activities. Okay. Considering them to be faulty. All fruitive activities are faulty, let me give up. So, that is one style of tyaga. So, because while doing your regular karmas, your activities, there is a possibility of violence. Even when you are conducting a sacrifice also, which could be a part of your nitya karma or kama karma, whatever, although you are giving up the result of that activity, but still the activity in itself is involving some violence. Fine? Considering that there is some violence or fruitive mentality in the activity itself, you give up the activity only, not just the result of activity. So that is one way of understanding tyaga. Some people say that giving up all fruitive activities, considering them to be faulty, is tyaga. Second style. Never give up certain activities. Yajna dana tapah karma natyajyam iti chapare. The second opinion is yajna dana and tapa. Yajna is sacrifice, dana is charity, tapa is austerity. These three things should never be given up. Although they involve some kind of violence in it, you should not give up. Sacrifice could involve something, some violence, but still it's prescribed, you should do it. So, yajna dana tapa karma na tyajyam iti chapare. These are two different opinions. The first opinion is the opinion of followers of Sankhya philosophy. And the second opinion is the followers of Jaimini. See, never give up acts of yajna, dana and tapa, because one incurs no sin from performing what is prescribed in the Vedas. It is prescribed in the Vedas. Although it may involve certain inconvenience to some people, but still it is prescribed. Even if it involves violence also, it is prescribed, so let's do it. For example, a kshatriya is supposed to punish a offender. Ooh, there is offense involved in it. There is some punishment inflicting some suffering on some people. There is some violence in it. Let me not do this management. Somebody may think like that. So, but it is prescribed as your duty. So, better do it. So, like that, some people think like that. Krishna is just basically giving two opinions. He is not committing anything from his side. He is saying some people say that tyaga means giving up all fruitive activities, considering them to be faulty, involving some violence or anything like that. Second opinion is yajna, dana and tapa should not be given up at any time. Two opinions Krishna presented. Fourth sloka, Krishna presents his own opinion now. He presented the opinion of Kapila people and followers of Jaimini. Now he'll give his own opinion. Fourth sloka. Nishchayam shrunu me tatra.
Nishchayam shrunu me tatra.
Tyage Bharata Sattama.
Tyage Bharata Sattama.
Tyago hi purusha vyaghra.
Tyago hi purusha vyaghra.
Trividha samprakirtitah.
Trividha samprakirtitah.
Renunciation or tyaga is of three types. So this is Krishna's opinion. He is giving a much deeper perspective. So nishchayam shrunume tatra, O Partha, hear from me certainly. Tyage Bharata Sattama, O best of all Bharatas, I will speak to you about tyaga. Hear from me very carefully. Tyago hi purusha vyaghra, O tiger amongst men. What is tyaga? Trividaha samprakirtataha. It is of three types. He will describe what is the three types later, but he is just introducing. It's not just one blanket statement saying that tyaga is giving up everything or not giving up certain things. Tyaga is of three types. In what mode are you giving up things? What is your consciousness in giving up things? All this need to be considered. Okay. Fifth sloka he says. Yajna dana tapah karma.
Yajna dana tapah karma.
Natyajyam karyameva tat.
Natyajyam karyameva tat.
Yajna danam tapascheiva.
Yajna danam tapascheiva.
Pavanani manishinam.
Pavanani manishinam.
Yajna dana tapah karma. Activities of yajna dana tapa. Austerity, sacrifice and charity. Natyajyam karyam eva tat. They are not to be given up. They have to be performed. Okay. And yajna danam tapascheiva. Indeed, this yajna, dana and tapa, pavanani manishinam, they will purify even great souls also. Manishi is one who is very advanced in intelligence. Pavanani manishinam means even great souls also are purified by performing yajna, dana and tapa. Is it clear? This is Krishna's opinion. So never give up austerity, sacrifice and charity. This may seem somewhat similar to second opinion presented. But Krishna does not stop here. He gives the mood in which you should perform these three things. Okay. Never give up these three things is like it's giving certain information. You should not give up. But what should be the mood in which you have to perform? Krishna reveals in the sixth shloka. He says,
etanyapi tu karmani
sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavyani iti me partha
nishchitam matamuttamam
etanyapi tu karmani. But all these three activities of yajna, dana and tapa, all three activities, sangam tyaktva phalanicha, you have to perform them by giving up attachment to them. You perform activities, but you are not supposed to be attached to the specific activity. specific austerity you are doing, specific charity that you are giving, specific sacrifice that you are doing. Okay, so one should not be attached. Sangam tyaktva, perform these three things without any attachment. Next, kartavyaniti me partha. So just as a matter of duty you have to perform kartavyani. So you are performing it out of your kartavya. Okay, next, nishchitam matam uttamam. This is my conclusive opinion about it. So Krishna said sangam tyaktva. Next, also phalanicha, he said without expectation of results. Sangam tyaktva means give up attachment, and phalam tyaktva also, you should give up attachment to the results also. Give up attachment to the action itself, give up attachment to the result of action also, but still you have to perform action. You are not supposed to be attached to the activity. You are not supposed to be attached to the result of activity. Why to perform only? It's like karmanyevadhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadhachana. You have adhikar to do karma, but without attachment. Mahaphaleshu kadhachana. You have no adhikar and result also, but still you have to perform. Ma karma phala hetur bhur mate sangostu akarmani. Anyways, I am not supposed to be attached to karma or karma phala. Why should I perform? No. Mahate sangostu akarma. You don't be attached to not performing your duty also. Don't take to akarma. That is sinful. So same thing Krishna is repeating. What he said in the initial chapters. Second chapter, third chapter. Do it as a matter of duty. That is your duty. Because Krishna said, pavanani manishinam. That will purify you. If you perform your prescribed duties as a matter of duty, very dutifully you are performing all your work, that will purify us. Okay. So this is the mood in which one performs activities. Fine. Basically here Krishna equated tyaga and sannyasa. Tyaga and sannyasa merged together. So sannyasa is giving up kamya karmas. Tyaga is giving up the results of all karmas. But here Krishna says, perform karma, but don't be attached to the karma. Don't be attached to the results of karma. Do it just as a matter of duty. Thus, tyaga and sannyasa just merged with each other. He did not actually distinguish between both of them. So the elements that are presented in the definitions of tyaga and sannyasa in the second shloka are present in the mood in the sixth shloka. Fine. So there is no difference between renounced order of life and renunciation of fruits of work. So basically, somebody may take to renounce order of life. Somebody may not take to renounce order of life. He may be in household life, but still he is maintaining a spirit of renunciation. Both can be called sannyasis, both can be called tyagis. Externally, the symbols may be different, the lifestyle may be different, but the mood is same. Fine. So there is no difference between renounced order of life and renunciation of fruits of work. Thus, both words are equated with renunciation. Now Krishna, henceforth, he may use the word tyaga. He may not use the word sannyasa. Or sometimes he may use the word sannyasa also. In both cases, you just understand he is speaking about renunciation only. Now Krishna speaks about renunciation in three modes. Okay, means tyaga in three modes. Seventh shloka, tyaga in ignorance. Eighth shloka, tyaga in passion. Ninth shloka, tyaga in goodness. Fine. Seventh shloka. Nityasyatu niyatasyatu sannyasaha karmano no papadyate mohatasya parityagaha tamasaha parikirtitaha. Nityasyatu sannyasaha. So tyaga or renunciation in ignorance means giving up your nitya karmas also. There are some activities prescribed to you. They are your obligatory duties. Nitya karma or niyatam karma. Nitya karma means regular duty. Niyatam karma means that which you are supposed to do. That which is prescribed for you. You give up those duties also. Fine. Why you will give up? Mohat tasya parityagaha. In illusion, you give up them. Or lack of scriptural knowledge also. Acharyas add one more thing. Due to lack of scriptural knowledge or under illusion, you give up your prescribed duties completely. That is that kind of tyaga is tyaga in mode of ignorance. Fine. So a sannyasi may give up kamya karmas since they are not obligatory, but not the nitya karmas we discussed before. A sannyasi will continue to perform his nitya karmas, but he will not perform his kamya karmas because he has to give up all the personal desires. But tyagi in the mode of ignorance, he will give up both, right? Because nitya karmas will help us attain knowledge, attain liberation, that will elevate our consciousness. But you give them up also, then you are losing an opportunity for purification. Purification, knowledge, and renunciation, liberation. These are the three results of performing nitya karmas. Purification, knowledge, and liberation. Eighth shloka.
Dukham ityeva yat karma.
Dukham ityeva yat karma.
Kayaklesha bhayatyajet.
Kayaklesha bhayatyajet.
Sakritva rajasam tyagam.
Sakritva rajasam tyagam.
Naivatyaga phalam labhet.
Naivatyagam phalam labhet.
Dukham ityeva yat karma. Kaya klesha bhayat tyajit.
Fine. So giving up prescribed duties thinking that they will cause me dukkha. Oh, because of these prescribed duties, I am undergoing a lot of trouble. So by doing these daily activities, there is a lot of trouble that you may have to undergo sometimes. Okay, let me give them up only. Daily attending Mangalarti is very troublesome. So let me give up Mangalarti. Right? Of course, this is not your nitya karma or kamya karma. It is a spiritual karma. It is divine karma. Right? So giving up prescribed duties as troublesome, or kaya klesha bhayat yajit, out of fear of bodily discomfort. So bodily discomfort. So early morning one has to take bath. No, it's very cold, I will not take bath. Somebody may stop taking bath only. If you are sick, that's a different thing. But otherwise also you stop taking bath. So then that is kaya klesha bhayat, just out of fear of bodily discomfort. So that kind of tyaga is tyaga in mode of passion. What is tyaga in mode of goodness? Krishna says,
karyam ityeva yat karma,
karyam ityeva yat karma,
niyatam kriyate arjuna,
niyatam kriyate arjuna,
sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva,
sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva,
satyagah satviko matah,
satyagah satviko matah.
In this shloka Krishna describes tyaga in mode of goodness. He says to perform prescribed duty only because it is ought to be done, means dutifully. See, Krishna says, when one performs his prescribed duty only because it is ought to be done and renounces all material association and all attachment to the fruit, his renunciation is said to be in mode of goodness. So you are performing all your duties, your prescribed duties, out of obligation. Right? You are supposed to do it. You are accountable to do it. So I will do it. So that is called activity in goodness. Fine. And in that also there is sangam tyaktva is there. See, third line. Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva. Sangam tyaktva means giving up attachment. Phalam chaiva means giving up attachment to results of action also. This is somewhat similar to what Krishna said in the sixth shloka. Okay. So this is the mood in which a person does tyaga. So now, tenth shloka, Krishna describes a wise renunciant. Who is said to be a wise tyagi or wise renunciant or wise sannyasi? Both are same now.
Nadveshti akushalam karma.
Nadveshti akushalam karma.
Kushale nanushajyate.
Kushale nanushajyate.
Tyagi sattva samavishto.
Tyagi sattva samavishto.
Medhavi chinna samshayah.
Medhavi chinna samshayah.
Nadveshti akushalam karma. Akushalam karma means karmas that are uncomfortable, inauspicious. Okay. Nadveshti, there is no hatred towards them. An intelligent renouncer, situated in mode of goodness, neither hates inauspicious work nor is attached to auspicious work. He has no doubts about work. Okay. So this auspicious or inauspicious work are from a material perspective. Okay. Now see, here Krishna describes that wise renunciant as a medhavi. Medhavi means a person who is wise renunciant, fixed in mode of goodness. This is sattviki tyaga, tyagi sattva samavishto. So Krishna is basically continuing the discussion from the 9th shloka. In the 9th shloka, Krishna described tyaga in mode of goodness. In the 10th shloka, Krishna is describing tyagi who exhibits the renunciation in mode of goodness. Fine. He is neither hateful to inauspicious work. What is inauspicious work? Inauspicious work here in this context is that which is uncomfortable to the body. And what is auspicious work? That which is causing pleasure to the body. Fine. So, he has no doubts about work. He is very clear. This I am supposed to do. There is so much of pain you are undergoing. I am supposed to do, I am doing it. Okay. Nothing inauspicious here. So, it is better to completely give up actions rather than simply giving up the results. Actually giving up action is impossible. Okay. So now somebody may have a question. Giving up action, anyways you have to give up the results of action. Why not give up action itself? The answer to this question is, Krishna has already answered in the third chapter, 5th shloka. You cannot give up action at all. You can't stay still. You can't keep quiet. Krishna repeats somewhat similar in the 11th shloka. Nahi deha bhartashakyam.
Nahi deha bhartashakyam.
Tyaktum karmanyaseshatah.
Tyaktum karmanyaseshatah.
Yastu karma falatyagi.
Yastu karma falatyagi.
Satyagityabhidhiyate.
Satyagityabhidhiyate.
It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities. But he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who has truly renounced. Anyways, you cannot give up action. You may say, I will give up all activities and then keep quiet in one corner. It's not possible. You have certain natural proclivity. Because of that proclivity or nature, you have to act in certain way. You may decrease your work or increase your work. That's different. But you have to perform some work. There are some people who lifelong serve the government or serve some company or do some other work, serve some master, and they are retired at the age of 58 or 60 or whatever may be the retirement age now. After retirement also, they continue to perform some activity. They are accustomed to perform so much activity because of their age, the amount of their activity may be little less, but they will do some activity. Fine. So, you have some experience, right? Retired people also do some activity. They may just go out and then purchase some grocery, okay? Or they may still guide their grandchildren or give all kinds of suggestions to their children, although they are grown up, or they take care of the home. There are 100 activities that even old people also can do, because keeping quiet is not possible, okay? So better do that activity, because you have a tendency to do that activity, and give up the result of activity. Do it with detachment. That's what Krishna is describing. So then that is called true renunciation. 12th shloka. Anishtamishtam mishramcha.
Anishtamishtam mishramcha.
Trividham karmana phalam.
Trividham karmana phalam.
Bhavatyatyaginam pretya.
Bhavatyatyaginam pretya.
Natu sanyasinam kvachit.
Natu sanyasinam kvachit.
In this shloka, Krishna says, anishtam ishtam mishramcha. Anishtam is undesirable. Ishtam is desirable. What is desirable generally by regular human beings? Heavenly enjoyment is desirable. Anishtam. Ishtam. Anishtam is undesirable, which is hellish suffering. Mishramcha means mixed. That is human birth. In hell, there is predominantly suffering only. In the heaven, there is always enjoyment, predominantly. In human life, in the earthly planet, there is a mixture of happiness and distress, suffering and enjoyment. So, anishtam ishtam mishramcha tyaktum karmani aseshataha. So, you give up your actions, all three kinds of results. If one is not renounced, atyagam, his actions will lead to three kinds of results. One is ishtam, anishtam, third is mishram. So, one who is renounced has no such results to suffer or enjoy. He is freed from bondage. If you maintain a renounced spirit behind all your actions, then you will not be affected by any of these results. But if you are attached to your activities or detached from activities because they are difficult to perform, either you are restraining from an activity because it is difficult, or we are performing an activity out of attachment, you are not called a renunciant. You are performing activity out of obligation, whether it is comfortable for you or difficult for you, then you are a renunciant. Okay. So, satyagiti abhidiyate. Okay. So, if one is not renounced, his actions will lead to three kinds of results after death. Anishtam, ishtam, mishramcha. Okay. So, it is indeed, you see, for one who is not renounced, the threefold fruits of action, which is desirable, undesirable and mixed, occur after death. But those who are in renounced order of life have no such result to suffer or enjoy. So, in this way, Krishna describes how one can be freed from bondage through Karma Yoga. He revived the Karma Yoga teachings. In essence, what Krishna spoke is, perform your prescribed duties. Don't give up those prescribed duties, but do them with detachment. Okay? Working with detachment. That's what Krishna is saying. Without attachment to results. Okay, thank you. We'll cover the next section 13 to 17 in the next class.